What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Ceilings NBA YouTube channel and podcast feed. I'm Stephen Gillespie of Draft Sickos, here with a special prospect interview. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to welcome on the 6'4", 205-pound guard out of Tennessee, returning, ladies and gentlemen, Chaz Lanier. Chaz, how are we doing today, brother?
Terrific. Super blessed. Happy to be here. I appreciate you having me.
No problem at all, man. I appreciate you. You know, we've been tagging each other quite a bit through for a little while, but internet issues coming on and off, but we're making it happen, man. And I appreciate you just making some time to come on, man. I know that you're prepping for the draft right now. How's that process been going for you?
Oh, it's been great. Done with pre-draft workout, so that was super fun just being able to travel the country and compete and really connect with GMs, assistant GMs, go out to dinner and lunches. It's been a lot of fun.
For sure. I know that you've gone through the you know, draft process before last year when you came out of UNF, and now you went to go back to play for Tennessee this year. What was the biggest thing that you took away from the time that you had that ended with North Florida and then coming in to prepare for this year with the Volunteers?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Coach Driscoll down in North Florida did a great job preparing me for whatever was to come, which was the next level playing high major basketball. So I feel like I was really ready. I could offensively, for sure, offensively minded. I knew what to do, how to put the ball in the basket. But coming to Tennessee, which was a big thing for me, was playing defense. And that was the culture there, playing hard on defense and really working on defense. And I feel like Coach Barnes and staff and my teammates as well, they did a great job pushing me and getting me out of my comfort zone there.
And I would agree with that. So before we get into your time at Tennessee, I do want to ask you, I love asking this question for any prospect that I speak to that goes through the transfer portal process, because it fascinates me as someone who's never been through it before. I'm sure going through it on your end, it feels probably a little bit of a different way. But what was your time in the transfer portal like, man, after being with North Florida for the time that you were? I know that it's not always an easy decision to, you know, as people would say, transfer up and, you know, conference play and competition. But what was your time like in the portal?
I'd say it was a little bit hectic, but it was kind of cool just talking to different coaches and seeing what they have to offer and taking visits. It was definitely hectic, a lot of things going on. I had to seek wise counsel and listen to people on my team, my mom, my dad, my agent. And I feel like we definitely made the right choice going to Tennessee. But that time during the transfer portal was definitely chaotic.
What makes it so hectic for you?
I mean, just a lot of people hitting you up, just from fans to coaches to people you've grown up with telling you where to go. So you just got to, like I said, keep your circle small and really listen to the people who have your best interest and make your decision from there.
Well, and the decision that you made from there was to go to Tennessee. Now, it just so happens that you have some, you know, from Tennessee, right? The Nashville area. Was you committing to the Volunteers just as simple as that, or was there even more behind it? And that was just like a happy kind of circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, for me, a lot of things made sense for me going to Tennessee. Like you said, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, so my family, they'd be able to make every game, which they did. Being able to play for Coach Barnes, he's a Hall of Fame coach, and a lot of people don't get that opportunity. I knew going back to school, I really wanted to work on my defense and be challenged and pushed on defense. So I knew he would definitely take me to the next level. And, I mean, it was a lot of things that just made sense, and I'd be stepping into the role of Dalton Connect, essentially. I knew what my role was going to be carved out to be. I knew the guys alongside me who I'd be playing with. And when I just took the visit, it just felt like family. Felt like they were my brothers already. So it was just something that was bigger than me. Like at Tennessee, it's not about one player. It's not about one coach. It's bigger than everybody. So I really wanted to join something that's bigger than me and also win.
So with that being said, Chaz, did you have any particular goals in mind? You mentioned that you would be essentially taking the Dalton Connect role, who, like you, transferred in, had a very successful last year in college for himself. Did you have any goals that you had set in mind that could be team-wise, individually, things you wanted to work on?
Yeah, I mean, for the coaching staff, when they were recruiting me, they were like, man, we're going to make you a pro. And that was super attractive to me. And that was really one of the main goals, to just become a pro. whether that's in the weight room, taking care of my body, my nutrition, and then on the floor getting better. So all in all, just becoming a pro and then also winning. That was the goal for sure.
So winning and becoming a pro, I mean, you won some, you're on the heels or on the eve, I should say, of the NBA draft coming up. And that's got to feel nice, man. So on the season for the Volunteers, you average around 18 points per game, 4 boards, an assist, and a steal. Shooting splits of 43, 40, and 76. Good enough to be named to an all-SEC team. That had to feel pretty good, right? Transferring up a little bit of validation on your end, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, just definitely, it always feels good getting a little bit of credit for your hard work. So that was definitely good to see.
No doubt. And so, coming from North Florida to playing with Tennessee, what was it like for you transferring up into that level of competition? The SEC, by and large, a lot of people consider that to be the most athletic conference in college basketball. Was there any adjustment period for you, or did you just feel like you were ready?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely an adjustment period. Coming in during the summer, I know I was super gassed on both ends of the floor because I was just so used to going so hard on offense. And then not really playing as hard on defense. So coming to Tennessee, it's like you're going to play hard on both ends of the floor. So just being able to really fight through that fatigue and really get my mental toughness much stronger on the defensive end, and really just having that dog mentality on defense as well, that was a big adjustment. And then just doing everything a little bit faster, whether that's flying off screens, getting my shot off faster, finishing higher above the rim. It's definitely a different level of play than ASUN, but at the end of the day, it's all basketball.
That's true. Let me ask you a question. This ain't on the outline, but I want to ask you. Jermaine Mashak is a crazy player to watch on the defensive end. I got to see him in Portsmouth when I went. Did you go at it with Jermaine at all in practice?
Oh, yeah. We would definitely go at it a lot. Like, sometimes we'd be on the same team, and he'd be like, "Coach, I want to be on the other team. I'm going to guard Chaz, and we're going to go after it." So we're going after it in practice the whole time. He's the best defender I've played against, and he's just a dog. He's different, for sure.
One thing that I loved is, like, he would celebrate harder when other people on his team in Portsmouth did something good than he would himself. I mean, he seems like the ultimate teammate.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way he plays the game. That's the way he approaches life. Like, it's not about him. He puts others first, and he's a great human being, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that seemed to be infectious across, you know, that's something that I know that you have as well. You are a great teammate also. And your Tennessee team did very well this season, going 30-8, went pretty deep in the SEC tournament and made it up to the Elite Eight as well. Chaz, being in March Madness, you averaged 21 points, 5 boards and assists and a steal, shooting splits of 40, 36 and 88. I mean, you lived a kid's dream in a lot of ways, right? Playing through March Madness, that had to feel incredible for you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the whole year I was just living a dream, but especially when I stepped on the March Madness floor, it was surreal because, I mean, me and my mom, we used to sit down on the couch and watch March Madness when I was a kid. So just being able to really live out that dream and really play on the March Madness floor is still surreal. And sometimes I just feel like I need to be pinched, like it happened, and it just doesn't feel like it happened, but it's crazy, man.
Yeah, for sure. So what's it like when you have a coach in your corner like Coach Barnes in those situations, a guy who has pretty much seen everything, you know, through the eyes of college basketball? When you're in those clutch, got to have this win type games, what's he saying to you in between these types of games?
I mean, he's honestly really laid back. Like, he appears to be super intense, which he is. But he's honestly super laid back. He lets us go out there and really play our game and communicate amongst ourselves and really coach ourselves up. And then he'll get on to you whenever he needs to get on to you. But he's honestly super relaxed until you out there just making mistakes, and then he'll really get on to you. But he lets us go out there and really play and play free.
You got to love that type of stuff, too, because he's a coach that will hold you accountable. But he seems very much so, based on people that I've spoke to who are close to him, that he's also going to he'll hold you accountable, but he'll also tell you what you need to hear in those types of moments as well.
Yeah, I mean, he'll definitely hold you accountable. And you wouldn't want him to do anything less than that. I mean, he's your coach. So he's always going to be able to push you and make you the best version of yourself, which I really respect. And he wants to see you put in the work, and then he'll trust you.
There you go. And that showed, again, you know, you took on a big leadership role with this team. helped this team get really far in the postseason. But, you know, once the season's over, you know that you have to go in and start preparing for the next step for you, which is going to be the NBA. What was that transition like for you once the season was over, and then you know that your future is essentially waiting for you, you know, some months down the road?
Yeah, just making sure I'm taking care of my body, eating well, recovering well, because it's a long season. So taking a little bit of a break and then really just hitting it hard, making sure you're in the weight room, going at it every day, getting up your shot, going in 2-3 times a day, film study. It's a lot that goes into it. But, I mean, this is something you've been doing your whole life, and you're about to really realize your dream. So you got to put everything into it.
For sure. And Chaz, something that stood out to me when I think of you is whenever I interviewed you last year, one of the lines that you said in your interview, I'll never forget, is that you got to stay down for it. And that's actually what I entitled the article that I wrote about you last season, was Chaz Lanier staying down for it. You're staying down for the NBA draft right now. How many, like, you don't have to be exact teams or anything like that, but how many teams have been bringing you in to look at you in consideration for the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked out for 10 or 11 teams, and it's just been a blessing being able to go to the practice facilities and really feel like you're a part of the team, talk to these high-level people, compete against high-level guys. So it's just been a blessing all in all.
I've heard some things about I won't get into it on the air here, but I've heard you've been killing workouts, man. I've heard you've been doing some things that other people might be surprised by within your workouts. But what sort of things are you working on to showcase for NBA teams? Or are they just asking to see more of the same, such as your shooting, your scoring prowess? Or are they having you kind of showcase some other aspects of your game?
These workouts, these teams have seen you already 3-4 times. So they've seen you that many times in person, and they've laid eyes on you already. So they already know what you do well and what you don't do too well. So they really want you to come in and be yourself. Don't try and be anybody who you're not. So, but really just go out there and compete. So that's really what I've been doing, going out there and competing and really just doing what I do.
Okay. So throughout this time, I'm sure that you're getting advice in a bunch of different directions. What, I guess, is the best piece of advice that you've gotten so far getting ready for the draft?
Really just stay in the moment, enjoy all of this. The past couple months, they've been tough. They understand that it's been tough traveling the country and going out there and competing and just putting your body on the line basically for a job interview. So they understand that. So really just enjoy this moment, because you're only going to do it once, and have fun with it and soak everything up.
All right, so Chaz, I've asked you this last year, and I just, before we close out, I want to thank you for your time, but I got to ask you, man, an NBA team is about to draft you. What type of player, what type of person is that team going to get when they draft Chaz Lanier?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get a very caring person, a genuine dude who really wants to win, is going to do anything to win, a competitor, but a great locker room guy who's going to really pour into the culture and the organization. A guy who's going to leave it all on the court, and really just compete and win.
I love it, man. All right, so Chaz, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know that you have a lot going on. I appreciate you stopping by. Before we let you out of here, do you have anywhere that people can kind of find and follow you as you continue on your journey and about to be in the NBA, man?
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me at Swaggy Chaz on all platforms.
All right. Well, Chaz, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to you. I know that you're going to do great things, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the big stage. Like, that's gotta be a cool feeling, man. You're about to be an NBA player.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. It's crazy. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Take care, man.
All right, no problem. All right. So for my guest, Chaz Lanier, for the rest of us at No Ceilings, we will catch up to y'all next time. Much love, y'all.